That doesn't compare with the painting.
No, indeed it doesn't. But if you were following through your determination to devalue art, what would happen if, in fact, these manufactured ready-mades were mass-produced and we could all buy one for two shillings? What would happen?
You have to sign them. They are signed.
Money is
signed.
You have
and
to have
numbered.
Liquidity.
But the rabbit, the rabbit.
That's my work, kind of the most philosophical.
Money is this thing. That's probably the one
ready-made
transaction
objects.
That stands out most in my memory.
You know, the rabbit.
I think
around the same amount of money as this thing brought in. Around the same amount of money as this thing brought
that's
in.
The,
it
that's the one. That's the one thing.
Devalue.
Beautiful sculpture.
I can tell you that.
Incredible work of art.
But if you're going to have a market, you need
you can
liquidity.
Be sure of. It's an incredible work
and
of art.
So you know, you can't take liquidity away. But you have to have that liquidity.
Money is this thing,
and you need liquidity. And
so
when I first
you know,
had success,
liquidity
I acquired this.
Ready-made
and,
objects.
You have to have that liquidity.
You know, I appreciate how art functions.
And you
in
need
my
liquidity.
Life.
Money is this thing.
So when I first had success, I acquired this.
And we could all buy one.
Sure
no,
you know, sign a number.
How
that's
art
the,
functions
that's
in
one,
my
that's
life.
That's the one transaction that stands out most.
And you need liquidity.
The anti-art movement of Dada, in fact, was proved to be in the interest of art because it regenerated and revived and freshened people's attitude to it.
Yes, sure.
Do you, in fact, anticipate that your own contribution, when it's the final reckoning comes, will have, in fact, contributed to something called art?